Joining us now is Corey Stewart. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia, the former state chair for President Trump and at-large Board of County Supervisors chair of Prince William. A lot of hats Corey Stewart wears. Corey, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, great to be on the show.
All right, so we know what happened yesterday in Virginia. We'd love to hear why you think things shook out the way they did. It was a big loss for Gillespie.
Well, he played it way too cautiously. He played a typical establishment Republican campaign. And what I mean by that is he ran the campaign just the way that Republicans have been running campaigns for the past, 40 years. Nothing new. He avoided the president. He avoided, contentious issues. And he failed to go, right for the jugular of the Democrats, which he should have done much more aggressively.
Now, I'm curious, there's a lot of debate right now of whether or not you need to be more Trumpy or less Trumpy, basically, in order to win in Virginia, especially because demographics have changed dramatically over the past few years. You're getting a lot more minority voters, especially in Loudoun County. Suddenly the state seems bluer and bluer and bluer. How does somebody who becomes more conservative win in the state?
Well, that's what the mainstream media likes to say, and the Democrats and establishment Republicans. You don't win elections, and I know this because I've been elected four times in the second largest county in the state, and I've got big name recognition, and I'm one of the most conservative politicians in Virginia. So the way you do it. Yes, you've got to focus on the key issues that people are concerned about, education, transportation, the economy, and all those things. You really do have to say that. But at the same time, you don't shy away. When somebody asks you a question about illegal immigration, you don't try to, do a half measure. You don't try to say, well, maybe a little bit of this, but it was too tepid. Ed would not fully embrace the president's message on illegal immigration. And whether you're white, black, Hispanic, or even a Republican or a Democrat, people believe that if somebody's here illegally and they commit a crime, they should be deported. Don't make any apologies for it. Go after it. And when the Democrats made a mistake, like they did with the Latino Victory Fund ad, the truck driver, the guy in the pickup truck trying to run down little kids, you need to exploit that big time. And Ed barely even touched it. Those are some of the mistakes that he made.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of gets to something I think important when it comes to temperament of our politicians and how they run for office. Because if you're tepid in any way, or if you kind of take a half measure in any way, or if you try to create some strategic distance from Trump, for instance, voters can sense that. They realize that you're trying to kind of get the best of both worlds. And my view, and I think it is yours, Corey, is that if you're going to pick something, go with it and go with it forcefully.
Yeah, because look, everybody can see right through it. Ed was fooling nobody. And the most importantly, your base, the base has to get out. The Democratic base came out. Where was the Republican base? They stayed at home. We know that because of the differential between the votes that Jill Vogel, who embraced the base, who embraced Donald Trump, 55,000 more votes for Jill Vogel. Why? Because the base in Southwest Virginia, Western Virginia, but not just that, but even in Northern Virginia, a lot of them stayed home when it came to Ed, but they liked Jill, and that's why she had so many more votes.
Yeah, and you have actually called for a new Republican leadership in Virginia. Why?
Well, look, I mean, you got to thank people who these are voluntary positions. John Whitbeck has been there for a while, but it is time. The base does not like him. He's pretty much insinuated that the president was racist, that I'm a racist, that all of our supporters are racist, for wanting to crack down on illegal immigration, for wanting to preserve our monuments and so forth. And there's just too much bad blood. We cannot proceed forward. And I'm going to have the biggest race, the most important race of Virginia next year. I've got to have a chairman of the party who I can work with.
Corey, do you think that what's your sense in terms of your placement in this race? Do you expect competition for the seat?
Not very much at this point. I mean, everybody knows it's going to be a very tough race. I've got the most name recognition. I'm the most closely aligned. Steve Bannon and I have become closer. I'm very close to the president. We're going to secure this nomination without too much trouble, I think.
Can you tell me more about those relationships? Has Steve Bannon promised to both support you and to commit whatever financial resources he has?
He hasn't made any promises, but, you know, as you can probably tell from the, you know, recent news reports, you know, we are getting closer and closer. I do respect him very much, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get quite a lot of national support from conservatives across the country.
When will you know something like that?
A lot of it's going to depend upon us. I mean, you know, we've got to show some ability here in Virginia, and we've got to show some hope. I mean, Ed got blown out by 9 points. That doesn't help me next year. We've got to show that we're going to be running a different kind of race, that we're getting support. You know, I've already proven it to some extent here by, you know, my base in Prince William County. But a lot of things are outside of my control as well. We just got to see what happens.
So Bannon wants some proof in the numbers that this is a viable candidacy.
Well, I can't speak for him. We haven't had that discussion. But, you know, it's just kind of common sense that if national Republicans, national conservatives are going to get behind my race in 2018, they're going to need to show some viability.
What about President Trump? You said you have a good relationship with him. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, clearly, you know, we're aligned on the issues. You know, there are some differences, as you know, but there is going to be coordination and cooperation there. I support his agenda. I support the tax cut. I support everything he's trying to do to bring back the economy, and the economy in Virginia is frankly pretty poor.
Are you satisfied with the tax cut package as it exists in the House right now?
No, I don't like it the way it is. I mean, I'd vote for it the way it is. It's better than nothing, but, you know, it does punish. Especially has a big impact on Northern Virginia, Northern Virginians, because of the elimination or the cap on mortgage interest deduction, the elimination of the deduction for state and local taxes. All that's going to, you know, hurt. Now the reduction in the rates and the consolidation of the rates, that will help to some extent, but there are going to be a lot of Northern Virginians who would be negatively impacted unless the bill is modified.
Corey, we talk about the division in the Democrat Party. We're seeing a lot of that, but do you see upheaval in the Republican Party between the establishment and the Trump supporters?
Well, I think that upheaval has already happened. I mean, for the most part, the establishment, the death rattle is here. It's, you know, the establishment is just recognized. Now, a lot of people who used to be part of the establishment or considered part of the establishment have, you know, realized that we can't go back to the way it was. You know, the party of Mitt Romney and George Bush is over. The party of Donald Trump is here. There's a reason for this. Donald Trump embraced working people's, you know, issues on illegal immigration and on international trade. You can't go back to the way it was. There's only one way forward, and that's the future.
Absolutely. Corey Stewart, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia.